everyone.
各位午安。
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴跟大家在一起啊, 希望神的平安都与我们同在。
As you know, the times that I've been with you, we've been going through the book of Romans.
所以大家也知道啊, 我跟大家在一起这段时间呢, 我们一直都在研读罗马书。
And today we come to Romans chapter 7, where the Apostle Paul describes the struggle that is going on in his life.
那今天我们一起来看罗马书的第七章，在这里呢，保罗使徒保罗呢描述了他这个生命里面所经历的这些挣扎。I
believe it's a message that all of us here can relate to.
我想这个今天信息是我们每个人都可以找到同感的。
So with that in mind, let's look at the Word of God, Romans chapter 7, verses 19 to 25.
那我们记录这一点，我们一起来读一下这个经文19节到25节。
If you're able, I'd like to invite you to all stand. Let's read the Word of God together. First time in English, second time in Chinese.
所以大家可以的话呢，我想请大家一起来起立。我们第一次用英文读，第二次呢用中文读。
Verse 19. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们一起来中文再念一遍，19节。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。 我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中有另外一个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从了肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
And God bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated.
那愿神呢祝福我们今天一起来研读他的话语。
So let's look at the outline of today's message. We're going to look at the life of struggle.
今天我们的这个信息的概要，第一个就看我们这个充满了这个争斗的一生。
Then we're going to look at the life of authenticity.
我们再看一下呢这个真实的生命。
Lastly, a life of reliance.
最后一点就是一个充满了依靠的生命。
Let's get number one, the life of struggle.
那第一点就是一个充满了这个争斗的生命。
Now, none of us know this individual, Robert Louis Stevenson. However, we all know his famous work.
我们可能并不知道这个人的名字，这个人他的名字叫做罗伯特·路易斯·斯蒂文森。 但是我们可能都知道他写过的一个著名的作品。He
is the author of this famous book, this famous story, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
这有一本很著名的小说，可能大家都很熟悉，就是名字叫做《化身博士》，他就这个经典的故事的作者。
Right, it's the story of this London doctor named Dr. Jekyll who came up with a potion that allowed him to turn into another person, Mr. Hyde.
那这个故事讲的是一个伦敦的一个医生，名字叫做杰基尔博士，他发明一种药水，他用这种药水就可以让他变成另外一个人，就是海德先生。Dr.
Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, they could be, could not be more different from one another.
这两个人，杰基尔博士还有海德先生，他们的差异非常的巨大。Dr.
Jekyll, so nice, well respected, good looking, helpful.
杰基尔医生他是一个很好的人，也受人尊敬，而且呢，非常的乐于助人。Mr.
Hyde is a cold-blooded murderer.
但是呢，海德先生却是一个冷血的杀人凶手。
At first, Dr. Jekyll could control Mr. Hyde.
那一开始的时候呢，杰基尔博士可以控制海德先生。
But eventually, Mr. Hyde would just emerge whenever he wanted to and start taking over the show.
但到最后呢，这个海德先生呢，可以在他想他什么时候想出来都可以，而且就把所有事情给控制住了。
And so this is the story of this ongoing struggle between these two personalities.
那这个故事讲的就是这两个人格之间的一个持续的这个争斗。
Two personalities trying to control the body.
这两个不同的人格呢，尝试去控制同一个身体。
And that's exactly the story, the struggle we find in the writing of the Apostle Paul today in Romans chapter 7.
我们今天在研读这个罗马书第七章的时候呢，使徒保罗里面讲的这个挣扎就是这种挣扎。
And I want us to see the verses where the Apostle Paul again and again he's trying to tell us this ongoing struggle, this constant state of conflict within him.
我想大家呢到时候留意一下这里面的字眼，就是保罗呢一次重复的用这字眼来讲这个持续的这个他内心里面的争斗。
Look at these four verses, verse 14. He says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin."
14节经文，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
Verse 15, for I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate.
15节经文，因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所憎恨的我倒去做。
Verses 22-23, for I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive.
22-23节，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中有另有一个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 25, so then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
25节，这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Do you see Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde here in Apostle Paul's writing? There is a constant struggle going on.
所以在保罗这些话语里面，大家有没有看见，就是一种类似这个杰基尔博士还有希德先生这种不停的交战。
When people interview the author of this book, Robert Stevenson, who grew up in a Christian household.
那这个罗伯特史蒂文森呢，他是在一个基督的家庭长大的。有一次呢，有人去采访他。
People ask him, "Well, where did you get this idea, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?"
所以当时采访的人就问他说，你是从哪里得到了这个杰基尔博士和海德先生的这个想法，这个模型的？
He replied, "I found it in my own nature that there is always a struggle with the beast that is within me."
那他回答说，他说，我从自己的天性中就发现了，我总是与我内心里面的这个野兽在做斗争。
Same thing with the Apostle Paul's writing.
所以大家可以看见保罗的这个经文里面，其实他讲的是一模一样的事情。
Now commentary tell us that Paul was not writing about the carnal backsliding Christian somewhere out there, but he was writing about his own personal struggles.
那这个解经的学者呢，有告诉我们呢，保罗这些经文呢写的并不是一些肉欲啊，道行逆施的另外的一些基督徒，他这里写的就是他个人他自己的这个内心的争斗。
Because of the personal pronoun that he used, I, me, mine, some 36 times in 12 verses.
所以在这个十二节的经文里面，保罗用的这个词语，他第一人称讲的我的这些词语用了不少于36次。
On top of that, commentaries tell us that Paul was not writing about his past life before he met Christ.
那除此之外呢？这个圣经学者还告诉我们，保罗在这里写的并不是他成为基督徒之前的那个生命。
Because in today's passage, the tense that he used was present tense, ongoing.
在今天我们所看的经文里面，保罗所用的这个词语用的是现在时。
So we know from Paul's writing, from Paul's description, he's talking about himself at this time as a follower of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们看这个经文，保罗在这里写的是，其实是他讲这种很巨大这个持续的这个斗争的时候，讲的是他自己作为一个耶稣基督的信徒的自己。
Now, today we need to understand that.In a Christian, a follower of Christ, we are born again.
So, we today 要认识到的是说，我们作为耶稣的跟随者，其实我们是获得了重生的。
Which means we have two natures.
这个意味着其实我们有两个本性。
Look at this verse, John chapter 3, verse 3, talks about the second birth.Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
约翰福音的三章三节里面讲到了重生，经文说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
So as a child of God, you are born twice.
所以作为神的这个儿女的话呢，其实你们每个人都重生了，都出生了两次。
First time is when you were born physically.
那第一次当时是让他作为肉身而出生。
The second time is when you became a Christian.
第二次出生的时候，其实是当你成为基督徒的时候。
Now, let us compare these two natures that we have within us.
那我们在这里比较一下哦，这个在我们内里的这两个本性，我们有什么区别
？The first birth gives us physical life, while the second birth gives us spiritual life.
第一次出生给了我们这个肉身上的生命，但是我们的第二次的出生呢，给了我们灵命的生命。
First birth, we belong to Adam's family, a family of sin. But the second birth, Jesus' family, we are believers of Jesus Christ. We are children of God.
我们的第一次的出生，我们都属于亚当这个家庭，这是一个罪的家庭。我们第二次出生呢，我们是属于耶稣的家庭，这是一个神的家庭，我们都信赖神。
The first birth we're born of flesh, flesh loves sin, but the second birth our spiritual life hates sin.
我们第一次的出生是我们肉身的出生，我们的肉身其实都是喜爱罪的，但是呢，我们的重生第二次出生呢，我们是灵命的出生，我们是憎恨罪的。
The first birth focuses on what is seen, the worldly things around us, but the second birth focuses on the unseen things of God, things of heaven.
我们第一次的出生，我们所看见的注重都是一些世俗的可见的事情，但是我们的第二次的重生，我们所要看见都是那些世上不可见的神的天国的事情。
First birth, we focus.On living for ourselves. Second birth, our focus is focused on living for God.
我们的第一次出生，我们就是为了自己而活着，但是我们的重生却是要为神而活。
Do you see how these two individuals, these two personalities, they do not get along?
大家有没有看见这两种的这个本性，两种的这个性格，其实是是非常不兼容的。
When you put them side by side, you cannot help but see the ongoing, constant struggle.
我们如果把这两种本性放在一起的话，你只能会看见说他们是有一种持续的争斗的。
And that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to tell us.
这就是保罗在这里想告诉我们的信息。
Now, if you look at this, in a way, it's good to have such struggle.To have such struggle within us, it's a good sign that you are a true believer in Jesus Christ.
但是如果从某种程度上说呢，其实当我们有这种持续的这个内心的争斗的时候，其实是一个好的迹象，这个表明是我们是真正的一位基督徒。
Even the great Apostle Paul himself admits that he struggled with this.
即使这个伟大的使徒保罗，他也承认。他在内里都要经历这种的争斗。
So perhaps we should not be overly discouraged that we are constantly struggle within us.
所以我们应该就不要太沮丧。当看见我们内心的时候，经常的经历这种争斗的时候，不需要太沮丧。
Because every true Christian struggles with it, struggle against it. It's a mark that we are true child of God.
因为每一个基督徒，每一个真正的基督徒都会经历这种争斗。这是一个我们是真正是神的儿女的这样一个迹象。
from this comparison, you could see that there is a holy discontentment in us.
那在通过这种比较，我们应该可以看得出来，在我们内心里面有一种神圣的这个不满意感。
Where you know where you're supposed to be, but you also understand that you are not there yet.
就是说，我们知道我们想成为什么样的一个基督徒，但是我们还没有到达那里。
Sometimes when we become Christians, we have this false expectation.
那有时候当我们刚刚成为基督徒的时候呢，我们有这一种不太正确的期望值。
Oh, now that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, everything should be different. Everything should be smooth now.
我们可能会觉得啊，现在我们成为了耶稣的这个信徒了，从这以后呢，所有事情就会一帆风顺了。
But while everything should be easy and everything should be victorious, the struggle, the life of battle has just begun.
就是虽然应该所有事情应该变得更加容易，但是呢，其实呢，我们生命里面这种战斗才刚刚开始。
D.L. Moody, a famous evangelist, when he first was converted to Christianity, this is what he said.
迪奥姆底是一个很有名的这样一个基督徒，当他刚刚信主的时候，他有这样子的见证。
When I was first converted, I made this mistake. I thought the battle was already mine, the victory already won, the crown already in my grasp.
他说我刚刚皈依的时候我刚刚得救的时候，我犯了这样一个错误。我以为这场战斗已经是我的战斗，我已经赢了这个战斗，胜利，我已经取得了胜利这种王冠已经在我手中了。
I thought the old things had passed away, that all things had become new, and as a result, my old corrupt nature, the old life, was gone.
我以为呢，这些旧的东西都已经过去了所有的新东西都变得新了。我以为我那个腐败的本性，还有我那个旧的生命都一起消失了。
But now I found out that conversion was like enlisting in the army, that now there was a battle on hand.
但是我现在才发现，原来我刚刚皈依的时候，只不过就像参军一样，参完军，前面眼前马上就有一场战斗。
Do you see that when you become a Christian, life does not become easier, but now you're enlisting in the army. Now it's time to fight.
大家现在有没有看见了？成为一个基督徒不会让我们的生命变得一帆风顺，只是说你只去被征召去参军了，然后呢，我们要参加一场这个属灵的战斗。
Understanding that the Christian life is a life of struggle leads us to number two, a life of authenticity.
如果我们理解说基督徒的生命就是应该是一场充满了这个争斗的生命的时候呢，我们就可以看见第二点，就是这个真实的生命。
We can be honest to admit our struggles, the struggles that we are facing.
我们可以真的是就是说很诚实的面对我们自己，去面对着我们生命中要经历的这些争斗。
Now the Bible has a word called koinonia.
那圣经里面有一个词呢，就是koinonia.
This is a Greek word that describes a very deep, intimate, authentic.Connection between believers in Jesus Christ.
这个词是一个希腊语，它描述的这个是信徒之间那种深刻的、亲密、很真实的联系。
Where one another, they would share their struggle and they would bear each other's burdens.
他们会在互相的分享他们的这个挣扎，然后呢，会彼此的这个承担彼此的负担。
But there's a false belief that after a person becomes a Christian, then after he put in some effort, then and some discipline, his spiritual life elevates to a different level.
但是同时呢，在我们的基督徒的世界里面，有一种错误的认识，就是说，一个人成为一个基督徒之后呢，如果他可以投入时间精力。进行这些训练，他就可以被提升到一个更新的这个属灵的这个层面。
Where he lives above sin, above temptation, he becomes some kind of a saint.
这时候呢，他就可以生活在这个活在这个罪还有诱惑之上，然后呢，就变成某种这个圣人。
This is the belief, the teaching of perfectionism.
这个就是那种完美主义所教导的。
Now you can just imagine sitting under this kind of teaching, how frustrated one can be.
大家可以想象，如果说你是啊受这种教育所长大的话呢，你可以变得多么沮丧。
Where they feel like they should be there, but in reality they're totally not there.
就是说，他们会觉得说他们应该可以到达一种完美的境界。但是在这个实际的情况里面，他们完全离那个完美境界实在是太远了。
No matter how hard they try, they would never reach that place.
不管他们怎么样的努力的尝试，他们都不可能到达那种完美的这个境界。
One such man was J.I. Packer. He was considered one of the most influential evangelicals in North America.
那其中有一个人呢，他的名字就叫做 J.K. Packer。他是认为在北美是认为最有影响力的这个福音派教徒之一。
He was known for his best-selling book, Knowing God.
他的一本很畅销的书，就名字叫做《认识上帝》。
Well, he admitted that when he was growing up, he grew up under the teaching of perfectionism.
在书里面，他承认，他说他在成长的时候，他是在完美主义的教导之下所成长的。
And he shared how he became so discouraged, so depressed.
那他在这里分享过他变得多么的气馁，多么的沮丧。
To the point that in this process of trying to be perfect, that he even contemplated killing himself.
在这个他尝试变得这个完美的这个过程中，他到了这样一个程度，他甚至想过要自杀。
Now we can see that, right? The notion of perfectionism, because you feel like you will never ever measure up.
所以这种完美的这种要求，大家可以想象有多么的危险，因为你知道你永远不可能到达那个完美的境界。
Or there's another way to deal with perfectionism. You begin to fake it. You hide your flaws. You pretend that you are perfect.
那还有就是另外一种办法，去这个尝试去追逐这个完美的办法，就是说你开始就假装，你才假装你是完美的。
And there's a word in the Bible for that, and that's the word hypocrite.
所以在圣经里面有一个词来描述这个状态，那就是假冒伪善。
And this hypocrite, this word is a very interesting word. It comes from the Greek word actor or actress.
原来呢，这个假冒伪善这个词呢，原文的希腊文里面呢，意思是演员或者女演员的意思。
Now in the olden times, when you would go to the theaters, you would see people wearing masks. And that's how they would act, by wearing these masks.
所以在这个那时候呢，当人呢他们要去这个戏剧院的时候呢，他们会就戴着这些面具去。
But everybody knows it's not real, it's just performance.
大家都知道说那是不是真实的，就是大家都在做一场表演。
But the scary thing for some of us is that the show never ends.And that we continue to be actors and actresses in real life.
但是可怕的事情是说，对于我们很多人来说，这场这个表演呢，它不会停止，而且在我们的生活里面呢，我们就继续做那个演员。
The sin of hypocrisy.
这个就是假冒伪善的罪。
The individual tries to hide their sin, pretend that everything's perfect.
就是一个人呢，他尝试的在隐藏自己的罪，假装自己是什么都很好的。
And as a result, they never share their real self. They never reveal anything.
所以结果的时候，他们根本就不会把自己的真实的自我呢，可以展现出来。
Do you see the problem that in the Christian circle, if we all live a life of hypocrisy, then we live separate lives?
大家有没有看见，如果说在我们的基督徒的这个生活圈子里面，我们都这样假冒伪善的生活的话，那我们其实都是各自的生命。
Where the Bible wants us to live the life of koinonia.
但是圣经教导我们，我们要过一种 koinonia 的生命。
The word koinonia translates in English as fellowship.
那如果这个词翻译成英文再翻成中文，那就是我们熟悉的团契。
We all heard that word, right? Fellowship. You mean coffee and donuts? You mean potluck dinners? Fellowship?
大家一听这个团契是吧，是不是这个咖啡啊，还有这个甜甜圈啊，还有这个大家一起聚餐啊。
See, it's too bad that we Christians, we have reduced koinonia to simply food.
有时候就很可悲，就是我们基督徒会把这个团契把它就缩窄成了，就到变成了食物了。
Where we kind of we meet over food and nothing else, just food, and we say, "Oh, it's been nice fellowshipping with you."
然后有时候我们就说，我们相聚的时候呢，就是为了吃些东西，分享食物，然后就说啊，就刚刚跟大家一起来分享这个食物，太好了。
As we can see, that's not fellowship. That's fat.No chef.
大家要知道那是那个肥肥老师的。
See, so as brothers and sisters in the Lord, let's not have fat fellowship, but let's have true fellowship in Jesus. Amen.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就不要有这种的肥老师吧，我们应该有真正的叫团契。
Let me share a story of authenticity with you by Peter Philpott.
Peter Filter 有一个很好的这个真实的生命的这个见证，我跟大家一起分享一下。
This person Peter, he shared about how he became a Christian through the authentic life of Tom.
那彼得菲尔波特呢，他分享这个见证，他见证他是如何通过这个 汤姆 的这个真实的生命，而让自己变成了基督徒。
This is what he said: the toughest and the roughest blacksmithIn the shop was Tom. We call him Big Tom.
他说，这个我们店里面的这个最粗暴的这个铁匠，他叫汤姆，我们叫他大汤姆。
He was not only the strongest man in the shop, he was also the most wicked man.
他不仅是我们这个店里面的这个最强壮的人，他同时也是那个最邪恶的人。
He's a drunkard.He's abusive. He swears, and everyone fears him.
他是一个酒鬼，他也骂人，而且呢，他经常的说脏话，每个人都怕他。
One morning, Tom came into the shop with a smile on his face and a word of greeting to everyone.
但是有一天早上，汤姆走进了这个店里面，脸上带着笑微笑，而且跟每一个人问好。
He shared with us that he attended an evangelistic service the night before, and he had received Jesus Christ to be his Savior.
他还告诉我们，他说前天晚上他参加了福音派的这个聚会，而且呢，他接受了主基督耶稣作为他的救主。
He said, "Man, I am now a Christian. I intend to be different from that which you have known me before. I want to be loyal and true to the Lord Jesus Christ."
他说，各位好，他说我现在已经是一个基督徒了，我想呢，变得就跟你所知道的我以前的我不一样，而且呢，我要这个真的是忠于我们的主基督耶稣。
No one dare dispute his statement, but they look at one another and said, "Big Tom got religion? Yeah, right. That won't last long."
当然没有人当面要质疑他，敢去质疑他的说出的话，但是他们私底下就说，你看这个大汤姆。他现在已经变成了一个有宗教信仰的人了，但是我们觉得不可能维持太久。
Among themselves, they began to lay wagers, betting that Tom's Christianity would not last through afternoon.
而且他们开始打赌了，他们会打赌说，汤姆的这个基督教信仰不可能持续到中午。
But it did. Tom was diligent in his work, kind and gracious to all.
但是结果真的是汤姆的这个基督信仰呢，真的是持续到中午，他非常努力工作，对人也和蔼可亲。
Then there were others who laid bets that he would not last through the weekend without getting drunk in some bar.
然后又有人开始下赌注了，说这个周末汤姆一定会去喝酒。
Well, not only was Tom sober through the weekend.He even came back and shared with everyone what he learned from church the Sunday before.
当然结果呢，这个汤姆他这整个周末都保持得很清醒，而且呢还回来和大家分享了他在周末在教会里面所学到的东西。
Every man and boy in the blacksmith shop began to believe that Tom really became a Christian.
这时候铁匠店里的每一个人还有这些男孩都开始相信 汤姆现在真正的成为了一个基督徒。
Then one day it happened.
这时候有一天，这个事情终于发生了。
Tom was hammering a hot iron and accidentally hit his thumb.
那汤姆这时候正用这个锤子在打一个很热的这个铁，是吧？不小心打到了他自己的大拇指。
He let out a tremendous cry of curse words only Tom could swear.
然后他就开始发作了，他讲了一大堆这个脏话，而且这种脏话只有汤姆才能说的。
We all stood still in amazement. Every eye was on Tom.
我们所有人当时都站得很惊讶，每一只眼睛都在看着汤姆。
Immediately, Tom fell to his knees.
马上，这个汤姆马上就跪下来。
Bending over, buried his face.In his hand.
他弯腰，而且用手捂着他的脸。
We heard deep sobbing from the depths of his heart and saw bitter tears that flowed between his grimy fingers.
我们都可以说，甚至可以听到从他内心深处发出了一种哭泣，而且呢，他的眼泪也从他的一个肮脏的手指之间也流出来了。
For several minutes, Tom remained in prayer.
汤姆这时候一直祷告，祷告了好几分钟。
Then he rose, wiped away his tears, and said, "Man, I want you to forgive me."
这时候他站起来，他擦干了眼泪，他说，我希望你们能够原谅我。
I didn't mean to swear. The Savior has forgiven me. Please forgive me as well.
我不是故意要说这个脏话的，而且救主，我的救主已经原谅了我了。我希望大家也能原谅我。
In subdued silence, we nodded to Big Tom, and then solemnly we all went on to each to his task.
那在一片的沉默中，我们都向这个大汤姆点了点头，然后我们都很庄严的就各自的回到了我们各自的工作任务上。
The writer, he concluded that it was the sight of Tom on his knees publicly asking the Lord Jesus for forgiveness.That touched his heart so deeply.
作者所得出的结论是说，正是因为汤姆他跪在地上，公开的请求主基督耶稣原谅他，正是他的这个举动深深的触动了他。
He said the way he saw Tom struggle really touched his heart to the point that he said he could not rest until shortly afterwards I too accepted the Savior.
他说正是因为他看见了这个大汤姆那种挣扎那种争斗的那种场景，让他深深的触动，他一直又没有办法平静下来，一直到他很快的他自己也接受了主基督耶稣。
See, the life of struggle, the life of authenticity is so powerful, it's contagious, and it can be life changing.
所以大家有没有看见，其实这个充满了一个挣扎的生命，争斗的生命，其实是非常的美丽的，它是非常强大的，它具有传染性，它可以改变别人的生命。
The understanding that we all struggle in this life gives us the freedom to be authentic.
所以，只要我们理解的是，我们每一个人在生命里面都要经历这种争斗的时候，它就给了我们这个可以过一种真实生命的自由。
The devil wants us to live a pretend life, a hypocritical life, but God wants us to live a open life, an authentic life.
魔鬼想要我们过的一种是一种双重的生活，一种虚伪的生命。但是神要给我们是要我们真的是要开放我们的心，过一种真实的生命。
But that doesn't mean that we should just go on sinning. Look at what the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3.
当然这并不意味着说我们就可以不断的持续的去犯罪。我们看一下保罗在腓立比书里面所说的。
Verse 12 to 15, he said, Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made it his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining toward what lies ahead.I press on toward the goal for the prize of the onward call of God in Christ Jesus.
十二到十四节的经文，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。 弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the authenticity in today's in this passage?
大家有没有看见在这个经文里面这个所讲的这个生命的真实？
Where Paul says, I am not perfect, I am not there, I still struggle, but I strive, I keep going, I pursue Jesus Christ.
大家有没有看见保罗说了，他说了很明白，他说我并不完美，完全没有达到神的要求，但是我却在 不断的尝试着努力，不断的向着标杆直跑。
Well, what does that look like? Let's look at point number three, a life of reliance.
那这种竭力努力会是什么样子呢？我们去看看第三点，是一种充满了依靠的生命。
So the Apostle Paul, as he ended today's chapter, verse 24, he said, Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of the body of death.
在这一段经文里面保罗是用这些经文来结束的。24节他说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And the word wretched means miserable. It has the idea of the feeling of extreme exhaustion.
那这个苦的这个词在这里呢它意思就是说极度疲惫的意思。
Paul says, I am so tired. I am exhausted. I've been struggling and struggling. And now he says, Who shall deliver me from this body of death?
保罗在这里说，我已经竭尽全力了，我已经非常的疲惫了，我一直在这里争斗、斗争、奋斗。他说，我很我苦啊，谁能救我脱离呢？
This is famous Chinese pastor that many of us may know. His name is Watchman Nee.
有一位很有名的中国的这个牧师，大家可能都听过他的名字，是 Watchman Nee。
And one day he learned this one important lesson as he was with a group of 20 young men in China near a river.
有一天他和一群大概20多个这个年轻的这个年轻人呢。年轻男子呢在这个 河边，他这个事情他学了一个人生的很宝贵的教训。
One of them developed a severe cramp in his leg and he was struggling in the water and he was about to drown.
那这时候呢，其中有一位年轻人呢，他脚上突然间抽筋，这时候他在水里面差不多就要淹死了。
But there happened to be a very experienced swimmer close to the young man, but much to the pastor's dismay, the experienced swimmer stood still. He did not seem that he wanted to help.
那这时候呢，其实刚好在这个马上要这个就是已经抽筋的这个年轻的旁边，有一位很有经验、很出色的这个游泳的运动员。但是呢，对于牧师来说呢，他就非常沮丧，因为他觉得这个运动员在那里一动都不动，没有打算做任何事情。
Until the last moment, as the young man was drowning, that's when the excellent swimmer dove into the river, recovered the struggling brother.
但是到了最后的一刻，就是这个溺水者呢，他已经要沉入水里面的时候，在这个节骨眼上，这位优秀的游泳运动员这时候就跳进河里，救起了这个要溺水的这位人。
Watchman Nee confronted the swimmer, asking him why he did not act sooner.
那这时候呢，这个牧师呢就去质问了这个游泳运动员，问他说，为什么你不早点采取行动呢？
This is his reply. If I had jumped in any moment earlier, his death grip would make it impossible for me to save him, and we would both drown.
这是他的回答，他说，如果稍微早一点跳进去的时候，他的这个垂死的这个挣扎，他会把我抓住，而且不可能去救他，而且让我们两个人一下沉到水里面。
He said, if you are to save a drowning man, you have to get to, you got to wait for him to be totally exhausted.
他说，如果你要去尝试救一个溺水的人的话，你一定要等到他完全的精疲力尽，然后才去救他。
And when he stops struggling, then you know that's the time you go in and save him.
他说当你看见他已经不再做挣扎了之后，他说这时候就是你要跳进去救他的时候。
This is where we find the Apostle Paul in verse 24 where he says, Oh wretched man that I am totally, totally exhausted.
所以这时候我们看见保罗在这里说的就是这个时刻，他说我真是苦啊，我已经精疲力尽了。
This is when he is ready for God to jump in and help him.
这时候保罗就完全已经准备好了，让神可以跳进他的生命里面去救他。
And look at verse 25, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
然后25节他就说，他说感谢神，靠着我们的主基督耶稣就能脱离了。
Now, notice here that the Apostle Paul did not say, I thank God through a set of principles, teachings,That saves me.
大家有没有发现保罗这里并没有说他感谢神是因为神给了他一套的原则一套方法让他可以得到拯救。
Or he did not say, it's my obedience to the law that saves me.
他也没有说就是因为我自己遵守律法这个来拯救了我。
But he said, it's the person of Jesus Christ that saves me.
他说的是说耶稣基督这个人救了我。
The whole world tells us, in order to be saved, you have to do good. You have to do confession. You have to do good works.
那这整个世界都告诉我们说，要得救的话，我们就必须要行善，要忏悔，然后做好的事情。
But the Bible tells us, it's through us believing in Jesus, putting our faith in Jesus Christ, that's when we are saved.
但是圣经告诉我们我们要得救完全是靠着要相信耶稣基督。
And as you know, in Romans, there's a word that describes that. Justification, meaning when we put our faith in Jesus, when we receive Christ into our life.
是罗马书里有个词又描述了这个称义，这就意味着是说我们接受主基督耶稣进入我们的生命。
Let's go to the next slide.Glorification is when our life on earth ends, when we see Jesus in heaven.
荣耀指的是说，当我们在这个属世上的生命结束的时候，我们去再见到耶稣基督的时候。
So between justification and glorification is sanctification.
那在这个之间，在这个称义还有这个荣耀之间，那就是要成圣了。
While we all understand that justification is by faith, that means salvation is not by work.
我们都知道称义是完全靠我们的信心，也就是说呢，这个救赎呢，不是我们通过自己的努力所赚来的。
But we often make the mistake that sanctification now is all on us. It's all our own labor. It's all our own effort.
但是我们常常所犯的一个错误就是说当我们成为了基督徒之后成圣这个过程那就是完全是靠我们自己了完全靠我们的努力了。
Just like this quote says, How frequently we throw work out the front door of justification, but invite them back in the back door of sanctification.
这里就是有一个很有名的这样一句话就是说我们常常会把这个靠着行为来赚得救赎这个想法我们在称义的时候把这个想法从前门扔出去了但是我们称义之后呢又把这个想法从这个成圣的后门给再邀请回来
But God has never intended for us to live our lives apart from Him
但是神从来没有打算让我们在没有他的情况下来过我们的生命
In fact, Jesus taught us thatThe Christian life is a life of abiding that we need to constantly rely on Him.
但是耶稣基督教导我们，我们基督徒的这个生命其实是一个完全依赖他的生命，我们要住在他里面。
There's never a moment in our Christian life where we become so perfect that we no longer need Jesus.
在我们的基督徒的生命里面，我们不完完全全不可能有这样一个时刻，就是我们完全变得完美了。我们不再需要我们的主基督耶稣了。
But this process of sanctification is a process of struggling where we constantly need Jesus' help.
我们这个成圣的过程其实就是一个我们持续不断的这个挣扎还有争斗的过程，在这个过程里面我们每时每刻都需要我们的主基督耶稣。
Until the moment we see Jesus face to face.
直到我们在可以面对面的看着我们的主基督耶稣那一天。
So let's all encourage one another. Let's all learn to live the life of reliance.
所以我们好不好一起来互相的勉励，我们每个人都要过一种依靠上帝的这个生命。
Where the prayer of our heart is, Lord, I need you. I need you every hour. Just like the song we sing.
我们心里的这个祷告应该是这样讲说，神啊，我们每时每刻都需要你。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gospel, the good news.
亲爱的天父，我们真的感谢你赐给我们这个好消息，赐给我们的福音。
We struggle with sin, but that's why we need Jesus Christ.
我们时时的都罪里面挣扎，所以我们需要我们的主基督耶稣。
We do not just need Jesus one moment of conversion, but we need Him every hour through sanctification.
我们不光光在我们接受主基督耶稣救恩的时候需要主基督耶稣，我们真的是在我们成圣的过程中的每时每刻都需要主基督耶稣。
Yes, Lord, help us to say every hour, every day, Lord, we need you all the time.
帮助我们时时的说我们生命里的每时每刻我们都需要主基督耶稣。
And help us, Lord, as we rely on you, that you will help us to live the life of reliance.To show everybody that Jesus Christ, you are the Savior of the world.
帮助我们靠着一种过着我们依靠主基督耶稣的生命，我们可以让别人看见说我们的生命是完全有依靠的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.